Blog Talk Radio.
Greener grass. Yes. I know your type, right? I really do. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, this is an interesting question. Yeah, I'm processing that. Well, let's go on a journey of discovery together and let's grow and explore this very question. Are you looking for greener grass? Let's lean in and get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach and master motivator. And on today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic for you, which I'm real excited about us digging in and leaning in to this particular area of focus. You know, I absolutely love Mondays. I really do, because it's an opportunity to come together to equip and empower you, our global listening audience, along with getting more tools for my own toolbox to grow on my journey. And so I'm excited always for Mondays. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is without question rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. You know, if you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online. at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last installment of Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, we looked at perspective redefined. Perspective redefined. It was rich and truly insightful. As mentioned, our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our programming around today's subject. And then, exciting time, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So, our global listening audience, we encourage you to not only listen, but to chime in at the appropriate time. So if you don't already have your pens, your notepads sitting at your desktop or your laptop, you have your tablets or your iPads, your smartphones with your notes, whatever you need to capture the richness, the jewels and nuggets that will be shared, you need to grab it. And before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to share in today's programming with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM. Send an email. Go old school. Send a message in a bottle. Carry your pigeon. Bottom line, I think, being that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. We recognize and know that we cannot grow without YOU, and so we want to simply say thank you and know that you are so appreciated for your support. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're looking at our subtopic, greener grass. Greener grass. And the question that we're processing around today that we want you to ponder is this. Are you looking for greener grass? Are you looking for greener grass and dissatisfied with the state you are currently in? You know, things that make you want to go, are you processing? I know you are. I can feel the vibration through the phone lines. I can feel it through the airwaves. I feel that you are processing around this very thought. You know, when I was growing up, I remember going over my grandparents' house and seeing grass of different shades up and down the street. You know, some of the grass was deep and brilliant in its green, others with little patches of brown in the midst of the green. Some actually, quite frankly, looked like hay, and it was like it had its heyday, and it was on its last day. The point of that is if you look up and down the street, oftentimes we're looking at the grass and we're seeing how green is the grass from one lawn to the next. And, you know, oftentimes this is truly a great illustration for life because, you know, so often we leave a relationship, we leave opportunities, we stop one thing and we move to the next thing and situations, looking for greener grass. We hop from place to place and thing to thing. because we are looking for greener grass. We're looking for that famous idiom and expression, the grass is greener on the other side. Da, 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 da. And I have to ask you, well, is it greener? That truly is the question. Understanding this idiom and this expression, the grass is greener on the other side, of course, this means that people are often, we're living our lives. Listen, lean in, really get this, that we are living our lives and our situations, and we're looking, saying that, oh my gosh, over there, things look a bit more compelling. Things look better on that side. We are often thinking that someone else's situation always seems more appealing, more great, grand, better than our own. This idiom is used to say that, you know, someone is not satisfied. They're unhappy with what they have, always looking, always wanting something different, and assuming that there are better things in other places. Think about that. This process of feeling like there are better things in other places. And so that's why we hop from place to place and thing to thing, relationship to relationship, opportunity to opportunity, over here, over there, moving to the next. And there is absolutely no consistency in our lives. You know, as I have been processing around this very thought of the grass being greener on the other side, this very thought of grass being greener on the other side in this idiom, this expression, it's caused me to really process. And it's causing me to really process not this mindset of grass being greener on the other side, because the reality is this. Yes, if you were to drive down the street, I'm sure from one lawn to the next, you would see grass that may be greener. Like as I shared growing up, driving down my grandparents' street, yes, there was certain lawns looked greener than others. Just as I mentioned earlier, of a little bit of yellow and brown. Others were deep and brilliant in the green. And then, you know, there was those that, they looked like they were having a heyday and that they were on their last day. But this is what is so profound that I've been sharing with others, and that I'm growing to a greater level of understanding. Not looking at this from the standpoint of the appeal that someone else's situation always seems better and more appealing, but rather to understand the why. Why is it that you think, why is it really that you think someone else's grass is greener on the other side? You see, this question should really be raised of the why. Why is someone else's grass greener? Instead of looking from the standpoint of the other person, their lives and situations always seem more appealing and better than my own, and from the standpoint of being dissatisfied and unhappy with your situation, your state, your place that you are in, and hopping and jumping from one place to the other, wanting what the other person has because they look like they have something that's better. So instead of approaching this mindset of the grass being greener, I want us to understand the why. Because this is the reality. As I mentioned, growing up as a little girl, driving down street with my grandparents, walking down the street, seeing the different grass, what I realized as a little girl was this. And I've carried this over as I've been processing this very thought. That, yes, the reality is there is grass that's greener on the other side in other places. It is. But the question raised, and that really should be raised, is why is there a difference in why is this grass over here deep and brilliantly green? Mm-hmm. The other grass over here has patches of brown and yellow, in the midst of the green. And then this grass on this side actually looks like hay, and it looks like it's on its last hay day. But this is what we come to realize, that grass that is greener, I want us to really get this, process with me around this. Grass that is really greener, there's a reason for that. It's not that it just haphazardly happens. There is a very specific reason. As I was spending time with my grandparents and observing down the street as a little girl, I realized that there was a very specific reason why someone's grass had the brown and yellow and the patches of the green. Someone else had the deep and brilliant green that was so rich and vibrant. Someone else, their grass actually looked like hay. It was dying, and on its heyday, there was a very specific reason. Specific reason is this, and you must evaluate this as it relates to you working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. I've had to come to realize this. And this is what we need to process. Grass that is greener, there has been, hold on to your, lean in. I'm getting ready to give you a perspective to consider. Grass that is greener, there has been some cultivating and care given into that grass. Mm-hmm. The question that we have to process is how do we expect to get the results that we desire if you don't invest the time and the care that's needed into working your dream, your vision, so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams? Because when it comes to that, there are some key things that we must do as the converter if we truly want greener grass. See, the resolve is not, I want greener grass, so let me, let me just throw in the towel of this relationship. Let me just, move on from this opportunity. Let me stop this one thing over here and move to the next situation over here. And so therefore, again, we're hopping from place to place and thing to thing. That's not the answer. Because you can hop and skip on like a little bunny rabbit from one place to the next, but you're still taking you to that new relationship, that new opportunity, that new situation. And if you don't make a mind shift in realizing the why grass is greener elsewhere and do what you need to do to cultivate and give care, you're going to absolutely miss it. And you'll get some grass in another place that initially starts out green. And before you know it, guess what? Suddenly, you start to see the patches of brown and yellow in the midst of the green. What was once so deep and brilliantly green is starting to change and fade, and now it's starting to look like hay because there's some elements that we're missing. And I want to share with you three thoughts to process when it comes to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living your dreams, so that you can have this vibrancy of green grass that you can say, ah, I can see it. It's pretty. It's so pretty. Oh, so pretty. Number one, we must cultivate. What do you mean, Coach Adams, I must cultivate? When you look at grass that is deep and brilliantly green, there has been some cultivation that took place. There has been some preparing, some preparation for sowing and for planting. One didn't just go in and suddenly the grass was there. They prepared, they cultivated the lawn before planting the seeds to bring forth the green. And so when it comes to your vision, are you preparing? Are you doing the necessary preparation that you need to do? Cultivating, 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 so that you're in a position for the sowing to happen. And as you sow and plant, now there's something in the atmosphere that can now begin to sprout on your behalf for you as it relates to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. Preparation is this process of the routine. It really is. It's the grueling routine, the stuff that we do regularly, the daily action steps that we take regularly. It's interesting. I was speaking with one of my coaching clients, and we were talking about the process because they're clear on what their desire is. And I said to them, I said, but you don't have the process. We have to establish the process. The process is, how will we close this gap? How will you close this gap? And that is those steps based on preparation and those steps based on sowing and planting, those things that you do from where you are to where you desire to grow, which is your target, of what you desire to achieve when it comes to your vision, your goals, and your dreams. So number one, we must cultivate. We must invest and spend the time in preparation. Many of us don't want to take the time in preparation because of the great sacrifice. We want things quick, fast, and in a hurry. And so when it comes to this process of the daily routines, the daily stuff that we have to do regularly, we throw in the towel and we move on to the next thing. But yet we're saying that we want greener grass. And that greener grass starts with us cultivating right where we are. If you feel that you are doing what you have been created to do, it is your responsibility to see it through. And in your seeing it through, what's required of you is that you must cultivate in order to see the benefits of the green grass. And so if your grass is brown and yellow, patchy in the midst of the green, if your grass looks like it's having its heyday and dying, then you need to cultivate right where you are. Now, there is a fine balance because there are times when absolutely we should make a shift. If you don't feel that that's truly what you've been created to do, then yes, you need to make a shift. But if you feel that you're doing what you've been designed to do, then you have to stay faithful and dedicated and committed to the process, the relationship, the opportunity, the situation, whatever it may be, instead of hopping from place to place. You see, this preparation and the time that's invested in sowing and planting, this consistency, because that's the key, this consistency sets you, the consistency of your cultivating, this preparation sets you up, because you're sowing and planting, to reap the harvest. But if you haven't been cultivating, it's just like if two individuals meet one another and they're dating, they're gathering data and they're spending time and they're dating. This process is this process of cultivating. They're getting to know one another. They're, you know, sowing seeds and planting, you know, this is who I am and this is who I am and so on and so forth. Ooh, I like you, whatever the case may be. But there is a cultivation that's happening in the midst of that process. That's a part of the process. And so when it comes to working our vision, achieving our goals, and living our dreams, we must cultivate. We must sacrifice and prepare, spending time in the right time management quadrant, planning your steps, because your steps are ordered, but you have to plan your steps. You have to move according to the plan and the order. And but how will you close this gap from where you are to where you desire to grow? So in addition to this cultivating, this preparing and preparation for sowing and planting, this is all of the stuff you need to lay the foundation for your vision, for your goals, and for your dreams. This is, for example, an architect. When someone says, I have a vision for this home, they don't just get the contractors and start building. They have to meet with an architect. The architect makes the plans, outlines the details. That is what this cultivation is. It's establishing the plans, the foundation, the very foundation to then build from. Once you have cultivated, you've prepared, the next thing is to nurture. What do you mean, Coach Adams, nurture? How do I nurture my vision, my goals, and my dreams? You're asking some great questions on the Motivational Monday, and I'm happy that you're intrigued and that I have your attention. Now that we've gotten beyond preparation, prepare, it's time to care. To care for what, Coach Adams? Care for your vision. Care for your goals. Care for your dreams. Care for and develop them so that there is growth that is inevitable, because you've been giving the time, the energy, you've been caring for, you've been developing for this process of growth to happen. Many of you listening in, many of us, we want the results of green grass. The grass is greener on the other side.
But we miss that that grass is greener because of someone taking the time to cultivate. They cared for that grass prior to, in the process of, and the midst of. They cared for. It's like a woman who has a baby in the womb. Her womb has gotten prepared to receive the baby. Now the baby is in the womb. She has to care and nurture for 9 months. How long have you been nurturing your vision, your goals, and your dreams to ensure that they would become a reality? Did you start and then you quit because it got too hard? Did you start and then you got disenchanted and you've moved on to the next opportunity? And so therefore, you're a jack of all trades and a master of nothing, absolutely nothing. I often will share that I have some individuals in my life, every time I turn around, they're telling me about something new that they are trying. Wow, why don't you just master one thing? I can't keep up. If you were to ask me today what they are doing, I couldn't tell you because there's been so many different things. I don't want that to represent my brand and who I am. If someone said, who is Coach Adams, you would be able to say it simply put. She coaches, she trains. She coaches, she trains, she speaks. That's who she is. She's a personal and professional life coach who's a master motivator, trains and speaks, executive consultant, all a part of that coaching and training. It's simple. If someone was to ask you, what do you do? Excuse me. If someone was to ask you, what do you do? What would people say? When people say, you know, I don't quite know. You know, they approach me about this, about that, about this. I'm not sure what they're doing right now because there has been no nurturing. There has been no care to develop and grow in any specific area. They're all over the place, jack of all trades and a master of nothing. See, this nurturing, this care, this developing happens over time. It's like putting something in a crock pot. You know, Coach Adams loves to cook. And so there's certain things that, ooh, you put it in a crock pot, ooh, and you allow it to simmer over time. It's being nurtured with all of the seasonings and whatever you put in there, like a nice roast, and you put the potatoes and the carrots, celery and the onion and the garlic and all of the seasonings and all of that, and you put it in the crock pot. It's being nurtured over hours of time. And then before you know it, it's like, ooh, we got something yummy going on. But it happened through that process of being nurtured over time, the care and the development for the growth. You can't rush your success. Everyone's timeline, everyone's time frame is different. And if you're jumping and bouncing and hopping from situation to situation, opportunity this to that, you're not allowing yourself the necessary time that's needed for the development for growth. And that comes and only comes through that process of nurturing. And nurturing is caring for. So when it comes to working our vision so we can achieve our goals, and live out our dreams, we must cultivate. Cultivation is that preparation. Then we must nurture. Nurture is caring for. Mm-hmm. Then we must water. So we've prepared the soil, we prepared to sow and to plant. We've done the preparation. You've done the business plan. You've done the strategies. You've done the various things. You've laid the foundation. The foundation is strong. Come in and you're nurturing and caring for the baby, whatever that may look like. And I'm saying baby figuratively, converting that into your vision, your goals, and your dreams, relating that to, likening that to a baby in the womb that's being cared for. So you're nurturing, you're caring for, and you're developing the growth of your business, the growth of your vision, the growth of your goals, your dreams, which happen over time. You can't rush it. But I know, Coach Adams, we live in a microwavable society. We want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. And unfortunately, that's a part of the issue and the challenge, that we're trying to get everything so quick, fast, and in a hurry. Things must be cultivated and nurtured over time. It's a process that each day, as you get into the daily routines, the daily practices, now you're establishing those small results. And we talked about the butterfly effect in several installments back, and you can go to our on-demand library and listen to that particular segment. But this butterfly effect, and over time, because you've been nurturing and caring for, developing, you'll see the growth. The different things that you do affect this thing. When you get it together with your weight, it affects other things. When you focus in your eating habits, it affects other things. When you start working out every day, it affects other things, so on and so forth. Whatever that may be. Maybe it's if when you're writing every day. I mean, just the discipline of those various things that you're doing, they begin to create this rippling effect. Many have called the butterfly effect. And so in order for me to work my vision, achieve my goals, and live my dreams, I must cultivate. I must nurture. And lastly, I must water. I have to pour into my vision, pour into my goals, pour into my dreams. And I'm pouring into in order to encourage the growth. So as I pour into, invest into, and my time, my energy, my talents, my resources into my vision, into my goals, into my dreams, I am now giving it the nourishment that it needs, the hydration that it needs. Just like our bodies need water. Our bodies need water to sustain us. You can survive without for a long period of time. You can survive without other things, but water. We need water. Water. And so this watering and pouring into your vision, your goals, and your dreams is so important. Are you pouring into your vision, your goals, and your dreams? If you're not pouring into daily, doing something daily, you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, you don't understand. I'm working full time, and this is something that I deal with in my coaching practice often. Individuals will tell me, Coach Adams, when I'm working every day, how do I do it? A little step each day. If you have just an hour, pour into your vision and your goals, that 1 hour, your dreams, that 1 hour. But we have to evaluate and ask ourselves the question, am I willing to take and sacrifice the time that's required? That 1 hour may be, I got to get up earlier. I got to stay up later. I got to sacrifice an hour of my couch potato time. Are you willing to do what is needful to work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams? In order to live your dreams, think about that. We're getting some great insight into empowerment right now, because if you're feeling like I'm not content, well, what are you doing to make a shift? Maybe you need to pivot. The strategy is the same. Your target is the same. You have this vision in mind. You have these goals. You have this dream in mind. So the vision is the same. But you need to pivot. You need to make a shift in your strategies. Because if what you're doing right now is not serving you, you need to do something different. If it is serving you, then you need to continue to build on that. I know it sounds so simple. I know you're thinking, Coach Adams, you don't know my circumstances, my journey, my life, and I don't. But what I do know is that principles are universal. And if you area of your focus, and you continue to pour into over time, as you sacrifice and invest and pour into, before you know it, you'll see great results. They may not be at the level of which you desired, but do you see growth? When you look and you can say, oh, okay, I've touched this one life. Oh, wow, I've touched two. Woo, I've impacted three. Oh, my gosh. Four, five, 10, 20, whatever the case may be. And whatever the area is that you personally have been called to. What I've been called to, my assignment, it's different than your assignment. But what I know to be true for my assignment, for your assignment, although they're different, if we don't cultivate, nurture, and water, we won't see the results. Because those things that were just mentioned, cultivate, nurture, and water, which represents prepare, care, and pour, these very foundational things are giving the nutrients that our vision, our goals, and our dreams need in order to thrive, in order to grow with the consistency over time. So where do you need to make a shift? Ask yourself that question. Where do you need to make a shift? Because if you didn't grow up with a silver spoon in your mouth, guess what? There's no getting away from the process. Oftentimes I have people in my coaching practice, they're looking for a quick fix, and they get so mad at Coach Adams when I tell them it's not that easy. Are you willing to invest the time to stay consistent, to be faithful, to continue in the midst of the adverse challenges, the situations? Are you that on fire for your vision, for your goals, and for your dreams? Only you can determine that. You know, I'll often tell people, it doesn't take all of that. And that's because if you look at the people that are saying it doesn't take all of that, well, what are they accomplishing? Nothing. So for them, it doesn't take all of that, but they're not accomplishing anything. But yet they want to sit on the bench and talk about the person that's on the field playing in the game of life, and it doesn't take all of that, and so on and so forth, as they sit cushy on the side, on the bench. Are you sitting on the sideline, on the bench, while life is passing you by with the woulda, coulda, shoulda, the regret, because you threw in the towel? Because you didn't want to take the time to cultivate, to nurture, and to water your vision, goals, and dreams. You didn't want to take the time to do the preparation that's required. You didn't want to sacrifice to care for. You didn't want to pour into and invest in. And so, therefore, you're sitting disappointed because your dreams have not become a reality. And I want to share this thought with you as we transition in this moment. So I wanted you to be reminded that if you are struggling, that I coach and you win. I would love to join in partnership with you because I am committed to individuals on their journey, personally and professionally, to grow through support tools and gift of empowerment, the powerful gift of empowerment that I have available through my full circle of empowerment. So if you are struggling, know that you don't have to continue to stay there and struggle. You can get engaged with like-minded individuals. You can get one-on-one coaching that's now supporting you on your journey. I shared a few weeks ago that one of my clients said, wow, it took me so long to make this decision. And after one session, I'm so glad that I made the decision. It's so funny because just today they said, wow, you're really good at what you do. They were like surprised, you know, because they had such reservation around in every session. They get such a great richness out of our partnership. Maybe one-on-one coaching is not for you, but group coaching in a group setting. And you want to grow over time through my lifestyle personal and professional growth plan. There's so many different tools and resources available for you as a part of my full circle of empowerment, and I would love to assist you. Maybe it's I need to get into a private mastermind on a specific subject. I teach on various subjects. Put your dream to the test. Today matters. All written by my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, as many of you know that are regular listeners, that I am a certified team member of the Maxwell Leadership Team. And so I'm authorized to teach on various subjects. We are planning, had someone ask me today, what's the next mastermind? In June, we are planning for Everyone Communicates, You Connect. This one is one that I'm so excited about because we are not effective communicators, and we have different styles of communicating, and we're so challenged in that. But when we can grow in communicating more effectively, we can now achieve more. Someone sharing with me, they said, you know, I keep having these conflicts because people are not quite getting and understanding what I'm saying, and so I constantly have this clashing that's happening because I'm not effectively communicating. They said, sign me up because I need to take that. So various things that are available for you on this journey. Again, I coach you win and I want to be on your team. So if you want different results, you have to do things differently. And I really want to encourage you, don't lose focus on your goals. Don't lose focus on your vision, on your dreams. But you must ask yourself a defining question. You must. What am I willing to do differently to get greater results? What am I willing to do differently to get greater results in achieving my dreams, moving my vision to the next level, achieving my goals? This is what I've grown to know to be true, and I am so fortunate that I have great mentors and support around me. You know, I've grown to realize that having the right people on your team, having the right people pour into you is key in your vision becoming a reality. I'm so grateful for my mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. I've been fortunate to serve their ministry since 2005. When I think about that, wow, what a long time. But I have grown and developed into who I am because of a direct result of the mentorship that I've received and having the right people on my team. And I want to be on your team.